Good morning, audio boo. Excuse me for a second while I shut the speech off on this.
Speech
off. There we go. I'm just out for my morning walk with Miss Dieters. They called her Dieters at the school, but her name is Dietra. Yes, I'm talking about you. She had a little bit of a sigh off to my left from her. Good girl. Okay, forward. Quiet street, and then we're going to come up to the T intersection, I guess it is. I don't think I can cross it, Matthias and Dietzen. I wasn't told of a crosswalk over there, so I'm just going to assume we can't do it. I've never had to cross over here anyway. Oh! What are you doing? It's okay. Come on. Dietra, hop up. Hop up. There's no... Come on. Hop up. Dietra, hop up. Hop up. There's nothing here. Hop up. She just stopped dead. Come on, Dietra. Hop up. It's gone, but good for stopping there. There used to be a big crack in the sidewalk that I used to trip over. She just, like, stopped dead right before where it was supposed to be. Now she's telling me she's gotta... Come on. Dietra, let's go. She is stopping. I'm not sure why this is happening. Hang on a minute. Oop, there goes the school testing their bells. Hold on. There we go. Got her walking again. I don't know what that was about. Like, she stopped because I taught her to stop for, like, cracks in the sidewalk or at least walk slower. But I don't know if she just remembered that they used to be there. But they're not there anymore. But she's being a very cautious puppy. She's always been like that. Like, if there's a car in the way, she'll, like, stop. I mean, like, car blocking the driveway or something. She'll usually just stop dead right before it. She won't even touch it, but I can sort of tell by the way the sound of her claws echoes off I can tell that there's something there usually, and I'll tell her, go around it. She usually finds her way around it, so it's nothing, no big deal. But she's just always been a really cautious dog, especially, you know, we don't do escalators very often. But I learned the hard way when we do have to use them. I use a very upbeat and happy tone of voice. Because if I don't and I give off that I'm nervous, as I found out at convention in 2009, she just stood there at the top of the escalator, and I was forced to drop the leash because I couldn't just drag her along with me. And they actually had to stop it. Somebody had to go and carry her down. And then luckily I had a guide dogs for the blind representative there to assist with the problem, because I told her what happened. And she said, you know, just use an upbeat tone of voice with her, even if you're nervous, because now they know when you're nervous, they pick up on it really quick. They do pick up on it, and it's kind of I guess I forgot it that day, or I don't know what it was, but yep, this way, good girl. The other way is boring. just at least over on this, we turned right, at least over here we have some busy like street traffic and stuff. So, Deidre, forward. Good girl. Oh, the sun's out. Yay. So, yeah, she's just been a phenomenal worker over the years. An absolutely wonderful dog. And, she's just turned 8th in July. Hang on a minute, let me turn speech on here. Deidre Holt. Good girl. Wait.
Time remaining. Accomplished. 3 minutes and 56 seconds.
Oh, okay. Forward. She's just been incredibly awesome and wonderful over the last 6 years. I suspect she's got at least a couple more years left to work, barring any medical issues that may crop up. But she's still willing to work, and she wants to work, and she's happy when she's working. Aren't you, Deidre, happy? Well, I can feel her. Oh, yes, there's a car coming. Good girl. I can actually, like, feel her head turn. She likes to watch traffic. Oh, they turned right and went down the street off to our left. I know you don't know what that means, but... Yeah, she likes watching cars. She doesn't have a fear of them or anything. So this one does. They are... Oh, they turned. I'm sorry. The first one went left and went down the street. That one turned right at the intersection and went down the other way. So, anyway. Deidre, forward. Okay, you're running. She's dragging me across the street. I don't know. I think we both miss... the environment that Minneapolis provided, the busy streets. I love being there. We're good. Ready for Wausau in 1 week and 5 days. And I expect to get quite a bit done while I am there.
1 minute.
So, not too much going on later today. We're visiting the early childhood or the child care center. And I will be back for part 2.